or online at AmericanFederal.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Traveling with Françoise. As we shift into the travel portion of the show, great to have you with us. For those of you that miss the first hour, yes, we do come on at 11 a.m. We talked about all kinds of things happening here in the Coachella Valley. We had Dan call us from up in the mountains there to tell us about a movie that I was giving the wrong actors in, and also Jazz in the Pines is going on today. I know we send a lot of people to Jazz in the Pines, and I can't wait to get your feedback on how it was. I'm sure it was spectacular. If you're out there sitting outside with the parachutes over you and you're listening to all this great music, a lot of fun. So for those of you that are out there at Jazz in the Pines, have a great time. Yeah, and for those of you not down here in this very hot Coachella Valley, welcome to Traveling with Françoise. Now, something weird was happening over the weekend. I know they had a big poker tournament happening at Agua Caliente Casino, but there were a lot of visitors in town. I've seen cars and people all over the place, and I'll have to say it. I will say it right here on the show. I saw my first Alberta license plate, Oregon license plate, and Colorado license plate. Yep, I already saw them during the road, during the street, on the road the other day. I was shocked. I said, okay, why are you guys here? It's just a little hot. All right, now coming back here into the station, of course, I was in Grand Lake, Colorado. I had a fabulous time. I'm wearing my Grand Lake t-shirt. I don't know why. I just like the colors. I never buy t-shirts from places I go. Don't ask me why. I just don't. But this one, I really liked. It caught my eye, and I just went out on a limb and purchased it. So had so much fun in Grand Lake. Lots of feedback. Beautiful area, Grand County, Colorado. Definitely, you want to watch KESQ next Saturday morning around 6:40 a.m. when I'll be there doing our travel segment on Grand Lake, and then everything will be posted on Traveling with Françoise. All the links to where I stayed, where I dined, the Rocky Mountain National Park, which was amazing. I was at the Continental Divide. So much great stuff. Then I came home, took the weekend off, replayed my trip to Pismo Beach. I was sick the entire weekend, but that's okay. I was in bed, so I guess maybe that's why I was sick, because I just laid in bed all weekend. But I'm fine, back in the station. I come back here, and we have a new face behind the board over there. We have a glass window here between us, so they can do things, you know, in the area where they're putting us on the show, answer the phones, push all the buttons. And I want to welcome Tyler Cantu to Traveling with Françoise.
Thank you, Françoise. And by the way, I like your shirt, too. I'm the same way. I don't usually buy shirts from places with the name on it, but that one looks good. I like
Thank
that
you.
One.
I don't know. Just the color. It has moose on it. You know, when you're in Colorado, everybody kept saying the moose roam freely. In fact, I have to tell you, the bears in the evening just come down into town.
That's scary.
People just, you know, there's some bears over there. Of course, they tell the visitors, please don't try to get a selfie with a bear. Please don't do it. And the moose are just roaming freely. And they were saying no trip to up there in the Grand County is complete unless you see a wild moose. And I was really worried that I wasn't going to see one. And well, sure enough, we're driving down from the Rocky Mountain National Park. I was up over 11,000 feet at one point. And all these cars are along the road. And my host said, Gaylene, and those of you listening to the show heard this already, but I was really excited. She pulls over. She said, Françoise, there must be a moose. Sure enough, there's this humongous moose right there in the middle, just eating away. No one ran down to it, which I was really surprised. You know how travelers are. They think, oh, well, I'll run down and see if I can pet it.
No one got a selfie with the moose. Then.
No selfie with the moose. It was really funny because Gaylene doesn't even get out of the car. She lives there. She's lived there all her life. And I said, didn't you want to see? She said, Françoise, I see moose when I'm hiking. And she's laughing away. She said, I see them all the time. But really fun. So I bought myself a moose shirt. So anyway, Tyler, back to you. Great to have you with us here on the show. This is quite a different kind of show. That's all I can say. You had the first hour under your belt now. Now we'll go for the second hour. So it's good to have you with us. And you are a Coachella Valley native.
I am. I've lived here my whole life since birth, basically.
Yeah. So you have watched the valley just grow and change. And even now, all these things happening in the Coachella Valley, we have that huge business hotel, retail center going up at the end of Portola. They're building a new stadium at the Indian Wells Tennis Gardens. President Obama, I'm sure, bought a house here. I mean, I'm kind of positive he did. There are a lot of things happening, and you have watched this valley change through the years. Does anything surprise you anymore?
I mean, not anymore, but you're right. Like 10 years ago when all this really started up, I could not believe all the growth going on. You know, like places where I used to play in vast deserts, I used to like go out there and play, are now taken up by household developments. You know, it's crazy.
It's crazy. But you can still go out at night and see the scorpion in the desert with your black light.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if I'd want to, but you can do it.
Oh, it's really awesome. It's a lot of fun. I've done it, so it's fun. Go with Friends of the Desert Mountain. They always do a great job. All right. Well, anyway, Tyler, so here you go. Good luck.
Thank you.
Everybody be nice to Tyler when you call in, too. And Blake, again, we want to thank Blake Ross, who was with us before. He just went on. He has other school, work, a lot of things going on, and so we wish him well, and I'll be staying in touch with him on Facebook. So speaking of Facebook, you want to go to our Facebook page, Traveling with Francoise. Also have one from a golf show. Golf is a four-letter word on our team, on our sister station, Team 1010 KXPS. All right, number to call, 760-440-8255. Now, today is Jazz in the Pines. We sent a lot of people up there. God, we sent people in all directions, going all different places. But before we get to that, when I give a lot of these contests, we have on the website as well. Tyler, you probably haven't looked at the Traveling with Francoise website, but go to the contest page one time when you're not busy. Just check it out. It changes all the time. All the contests are free, and we send people on trips and all over the place. We also, on the show, I think 2 weeks ago before I went to Grand Lake, we gave over $300 worth of tickets away on the show to go to different events. That's a lot.
Wow, I'm going to start telling everybody to start going to
your website. And listen to the show, because you never know where I'm going to give what away. And the Jazz in the Pines, those were $120 each for each set I gave away to Jazz in the Pine. But I had an entries, and I print all the entries out, because they all have to go into a barrel, and to make it fair, then we just pull out of the barrel. I have to keep it fair. But afterwards, and I sort through them all just to for email addresses and whatnot, and sometimes, and to read what people say, sometimes it just, you have to laugh. Now, this was an entry for Jazz in the Pines, and this fellow, Al Fornicero of Palm Desert, sent this. He said, "Traveling to the pines, watching under parachute skies, people, music, and wine, guitars, trumpets, plenty of sax, listening to tunes of blues would jazz up my day, so what do you say?" And that was his entry, and then he put lots of laughs, then he said, "Corny, but worth a shot. Please enter my name in the contest." So it's really fun. I get some crazy entries, and this one, so I did send, after the drawing, I sent Al an email and said, "Sorry, you know what, you didn't win, but, you know, thanks again for your support." So,
but you made it on the radio.
Yeah, you did make it on the radio. And you know what, he sent me back another email with another poem on it. So, and a picture of himself sitting somewhere traveling with a glass of wine with a big smile on his face. Life is good for Al.
He clearly didn't mind not winning.
Oh, yeah. So anyway, lots of fun. So I do read all your emails, folks, every single one of them, and I try to reply to as many as I possibly can. All right, big news in the world of travel. Cuba, yes, Cuba is opening up its gates to visitors. And let me tell you, travel agents are just licking their chops for that one, because that is really untouched territory. Cuba, I don't know if Cuba is even ready for the onslaught of travelers they will be getting. I really don't think they are. The government is so used to controlling everything. And frankly, when you're used to being controlled like that, if you're a business owner or a resident, it's like East Berlin. Once the wall came down, I went to East Berlin before the wall came down and saw it. And it really was a depressed looking country. But they didn't know any different, because that's the way they lived. And when the wall came down, Tyler, a lot of people came over to the west side, didn't like it, and went back, because it was just such a change in their life. It took a while. You have to acclimate to everything. Same thing with Cuba. I mean, these business owners are been working under such tight rules and regulations. It's going to be a while. There's going to be a lot of adjusting and changes going on over there. So I don't know. I know for sure, for those of you who think of what a 5-star resort is here in the United States, or a 4-star resort, Cuba's idea of a 4-star resort will not be the same. So just don't expect it. Don't go in there with these high expectations. Go in there and embrace yourself with the country. That's the way I look at it. Be part of the country. Don't try to take America to somewhere else. Yeah. I mean,
just roll with the punches.
Yeah, exactly. Go with it. You'll have a much better time. A much better time. And for those who, well, let's see. Yeah, I thought Palm Springs would be on this list, but it wasn't. Yes to Matrimony says the winners of the 10 Best Readers' Choice Awards for Best Places to Propose. Yes, you have a fiancé, so you obviously proposed, Tyler, already.
I did, but not here, so I guess.
Where'd you do it?
I did it in San Diego, actually.
Oh, how nice. Yeah. Well, you know, top of the tram. Lots of proposals happen up there.
That's a beautiful place. A lot of people more should. I should do it there. Hopefully not next time.
Well, no. Don't go there. Not next time. You're fine. Okay, right there. But the top 10 places, number 10 was the Magic Kingdom. In Orlando. I know, I wouldn't think of that as a place to propose. Number 9, the Canals of Venice. I've been there. Number 8, Trevi Fountain in Rome. I've been there as well. Rocky Mountain Hike in Colorado. Yeah, I was just there, and it is spectacular, so I could see. In fact, some people were getting married on the lake, on Grand Lake, when I walked right by. They were getting married. Number 6 was the Grand Canyon in Arizona. I've been there as well. Number 5 was Matu Picnic in Tahiti. Number 4, the Eiffel Tower. I've been there. Number 3, London Eye. Number 2, Love Sculpture in Philadelphia. I haven't been to those two places. Number 1 place, Tyler, where do you think people are proposing? Right here in the United States.
In the United States, huh?
Yep.
Oh.
Quick, Tyler. Quick.
I have no idea. Right.
Empire State Building in New York.
Wow,
number
really?
One place for proposals. Yes, it is. All right, on that note, we're going to step aside. When we come back, we have a $25 gift certificate to any Kaiser Group restaurant here in the Coachella Valley. This is for first-time callers only. Get your phone ready at 760-440-8255. You are listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio.
Hey, this is Anthony, and I'm a guy that loves to cook. Now, if you're like me, you know that in the kitchen, you need the right tool for the right job. That's where Kitchen Kitchen comes in. Owner Jan Boydston and her staff are fun and knowledgeable, and they make it easy to find everything you need to make your time in the kitchen that much easier and enjoyable. Located in Indian Wells on the corner of Cook and Highway 111, call today at 760-773-9464 or find them on the web at kitchenkitchen.com. I'll see you there.
The deal is in the desert at Coachella Valley Volkswagen. Shop over 200 new VWs or quality pre-owned vehicles. All with incredibly low prices and payments at Coachella Valley Volkswagen. And don't worry about your credit. Our goal is 100% credit approval. Drive a little, save a lot at Coachella Valley Volkswagen. On Barner Road, just west of Washington Street off the 10 Highway. Call 855-BUY-A-VW or click CoachellaValleyVolkswagen.com.
Thai Smile Rancho Mirage has moved and is now on El Paseo in Palm Desert between San Luis Rey and Larkspur. Same delicious food, but with a new full-service bar, patio seating, a spacious dining area, plus plenty of free parking. Open daily for lunch or dinner, call Thai Smile located on El Paseo today at 760-341-6565. That's 341-6565. See it, Thai Smile Rancho Mirage on El Paseo in Palm Desert.
The Best of the Best Tours wants to show you the best of Palm Springs with tours featuring the rich and famous, the Indian Canyons, and the windmills too. We have bikes for rent and knickknacks for you at the Best of the Best Tours on the corner of Ramon and Indian Canyon.
Where did you get your fantastic waiting room furniture?
We got it at Desert Business Interiors. They even helped us design it.
Sharp-looking office furniture. Don't tell me. Desert Business Interiors, right? Well, I'm going to Desert Business Interiors.
Hello. Welcome to Desert Business Interiors.
We may be small, but we have it all. Desert Business Interiors, just on the edge of Rancho Mirage on Highway 111.
Francois. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the show. You are listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio. Great to have you with us today. So in all that talk I was doing when we opened the show, I just kind of got sidetracked off of who won what. But before we go there, I wanted to ask you, did you go to the Perseid Meteor Shower out in Borrego Springs? They had a big event at the Borrego Springs Resort to see, because it is a dark sky community out there. And I didn't get to go, but I'm wondering, did someone out there actually go see the showers, the meteor showers out in Borrego Springs, the resort out there? Borrego Springs Resort. Give them a call. BorregoSpringsResort.com. All right. We do have that $25 gift certificate for any Kaiser Group restaurant. That means Jackalope, Chop House, Kaiser Grill, Grind Burger. If you have never called the show before and you want to give us a call, 760-440-8255. That's 760-440-8255. Give us a call right now. Tyler will take the first person that's brave enough to call the show. I know a lot of people don't want to do that, but that's what you need to do if you want to win this $25 gift certificate. Doesn't have an expiration date on it. Certainly call us at 760-440-8255. The lines are open, so take a shot and do it. Okay, and Tyler will be answering the phone. All right, who won all those great prizes? Who are the winners? Okay, so I will tell you right now, the Museum of Music in Carlsbad, those tickets were won. Michelle Russell won tickets, Stuart Beckman won tickets, and Bob Malik won tickets. For the Seaport Village, Margaret Maggie Hensel of Indio, she won tickets for the Seaport Village. That was that whole Seaport Village package. For the Autry National Center, the winner for that was Renee Ross of Indio. She won tickets for the Autry National Western Center. It's really an awesome place. All right, we have a winner. Yes, Tyler?
Yep, Richard from Minnesota called in, and he's calling in for the gift certificate.
All right.
He's on there.
All right, hi, Richard.
Oh, hello, Francois.
How are you?
I'm doing good.
Okay, now this is your first time calling the show?
I don't think I've called you before.
You don't think you have called us before? Okay, well, all right. Well, I'll tell you what. I'll know when you give Tyler your phone number and address, because I keep track of all that. So we'll figure it out, okay?
Okay, so, I listen to shows all over the world, and I like your show. It's wonderful.
Thank you. Really appreciate it. Really appreciate it. Well, Richard, congratulations. You won that $25 gift certificate to the Kaiser Group restaurant. Stay on the line so Tyler can get your name and address, and I'll send that out to you, okay?
Oh, sweet.
All right. Thank you. Thanks so much for listening. Glad to have you here in the Coachella Valley. All right. Okay, Tyler, go for it. And other winners that we had, the Pageant of the Masters, Laguna Beach. We sent John Kay to the Pageant of the Masters, and he's from Palm Desert. He went to that. And we also had another winner, but that was earlier on that I gave those tickets away. And then to Jazz in the Pines, our last winner of Jazz in the Pines, I gave so many sets of tickets out for that, was Brianna Fennell, and she is a music student here. Another one with some information on her email. She said Brianna is from La Quinta, and she said, I'm a Coachella Valley native and I'm a music student at UC Irvine. An opportunity to see this festival would be amazing. Thank you. Well, her name was drawn, and so congratulations to Brianna. We sent her to Jazz in the Pines, and I'm also seeing, okay, lots of tickets at several hundred dollars worth of tickets we gave away for you to go get out there and go places, and that's our goal here right here on Traveling with Francoise, is to get you out and about. Now, what's happening in the world of travel is brought to you by Benefit Together, your prescription to healthcare savings for you and your pets. For more information, call Benefit Together at 800-381-0071 or on the web at benefittogether.com. And remember, they can help you out if you don't have your health insurance that will cover you in a lot of places. They will get you prescription health insurance prices for things that you need done when you're traveling. So, and you just have a card, and they have all these members everywhere. It's an amazing program. Also, they will help you with your pets too. If your pets have a problem, definitely they can help take care of your pets. So that's Benefit Together. Go to their website, benefittogether.com. And the fires are raging. You heard that in a little bit of the news. There are fires, two large fires in Oregon. So if you're out traveling, you really need to go online and check your map. Check out your map, your route, how you're going to get there, and make sure that you're not going to be involved in these fires, and they're going to detour you all over the place. So Oregon, they have two large fires going on there, Warm Springs Indian Reservation in rural central Oregon, and in eastern Oregon, at the south of Baker City, there's a huge fire in the Black Mountain area. In Washington, there are fires in Washington as well. In Chelan, there's a big wildfire there. Also, Cougar Creek, a wildfire. So, and Colville. So if you're going up the western seaboard over here, just be careful because there are a lot of fires in Washington. Idaho has a giant blaze going on the Idaho-Oregon border. It's growing in square miles. It's over 400 square miles wide. So be careful when you're going into the Idaho area. In central Idaho, 600-acre fire is happening there. Northern Rocky Mountains, I was just up there at the Rocky Mountains. There's a large fire, largest Montana fire in Glacier National Park, and that's happening. There's also a wildfire in Helena National Forest, northeast of Lincoln, and those fires are growing. So be careful out there. And right here in California, well, there are 14 wildfires being fought here in California. 12,000 firefighters are on the ground trying to fight these 14 different fires going on. So, again, if you're traveling, I'll be heading out to Vegas tomorrow. You know, just be careful. Look at the map. Try to find out where these wildfires are. Oak Lake and Napa Valley up there have had wildfires. North of San Francisco, wildfires all over the place. So, again, be careful. Pay attention. And, you know, check it out before you go. This time is not the time of the year to wait. And just, yeah, you need to map it out and make sure you're not going through an area where there are wildfires, because that certainly is going to hinder the process. All right, in the Indian industry news, it's never too early to plan for the holidays, and they're saying now is the time to get ahead and save money on Christmas and Thanksgiving bookings. Yeah, they haven't done this in a while. I mean, people used to wait until right to the last minute to get their flights and hotels. They're saying do it now, because many airlines and hotels are currently offering up to 20% discounts on bookings. So if you are going to book for the holidays, they say do it now. So don't wait. Lock in those deals for yourself. Several U.S. carriers, including Delta, American, and United, have announced they will no longer carry big game trophies in the wake of the killing of Cecil the Lion. This has what a ripple effect, and rightly so, this killing of Cecil. The dentist, well, certainly he's done. I mean, he's done. Nobody wants him around, and it's just and this fellow, this is something he's been doing for a while, but not the way he did Cecil. So that guy's done. But effective immediately, the carriers are banning the shipment of trophy animals, including the remains of lion, leopard, elephant, buffalo, and rhinoceros on their aircraft. Good for them. Good for them. Yes, Tyler, you're nodding your head.
Yeah, baby steps. There you go. That's good for them.
Yeah, I have to start somewhere. And you want to go do that, then you find a way to get this, what you call a trophy, back here. I know it's a choice. Everybody can do what they want, but all right, that was not the right way to do it. All right, North Americans prefer to head south for their vacations. According to data produced by Commerce Department's National Travel and Tourism Office, Canadians are more likely to visit the U.S. than Americans are to visit Canada, because Americans prefer to head to Mexico. Mm-hmm. So we're not going that way. We're going the other way. And record tourism profits for New Jersey. Yay for New Jersey. You know, they were just beaten up with the storms and the tornadoes, hurricanes. I think it's hurricanes that went through. Tornadoes are right in the midsection of the country. But coastal towns are proving popular with travelers during the summer, and state figures are expected to beat last year's record of $42 billion coming into New Jersey area. So good for them. I'm so glad to hear that. And the first half of the year produced a 20% increase in customer air travel complaints compared to the same period last year, according to the Department of Transportation's Air Travel Consumer Report. High fees and poor service were the main reasons customers made complaints against airlines. Well, I know Ginger Jeffrey was posting a post on Facebook that she was at Denver International, and I don't remember what flight she was on. She said they boarded everyone onto the jet, and then they told them the restroom doesn't work. Why would they do that? I don't know.
Did they get a different jet then?
No, they made them sit there. So I guess maybe people said, let's go anyway. I don't know what they did. You would think they would have to make them disembark, and then, you know, I don't know. It didn't make any sense. I'm going to have to call Ginger and ask her what happened after that. Okay, and let's see. United Airlines is trying out a new program that makes Samsung Galaxy tablets available for rental on flights to Hawaii from the continental U.S. and from Hawaii to Guam. So, yeah, if they can make some money renting you stuff on the airlines, they certainly will. All right, there's a lot more travel news to talk about. Our teen ambassadors, our traveling with Francoise teen ambassadors, they don't even know they are that. I gave them the label. Now they're going to have to actually do some work for me when they travel. They're going to be joining us shortly, Brianna and Sophia. Right here on Traveling with Francois. So stick around, everybody. We still have that Lonely Planet travel book, that foodie book to give away. And if you want those tickets to Festival of the Arts, just give us a call, 760-440-8255. Okay, we'll be right back. You are listening to Traveling with Francois right here on Money Radio.
Lightning may have sparked a lot of those fires in western states. Meteorologist Allison Chinchar says they're affecting land about the size of New Jersey.
Right now, 83 active large fires. So this does not include some of the smaller fires included in that 6.5 million acres burned.
The FAA confirms two small planes collided in mid-air near Brown Field, San Diego. It was a twin-engine Sabreliner and a single-engine Cessna 172. Tarps have been seen on the ground, but we have no definitive word on casualties. The Indonesian government says it has located the missing Trigana Air Service plane with 54 people on board. Villagers say they saw a plane hit a mountain in a remote area. As searchers wait for daylight, aviation correspondent Richard Quest has this.
The plane itself, even though it's 22, this one was 22, 23 years old, is not inherently dangerous or unsafe. The airline, however, has some very dubious qualities about it.
Jason Day and Jordan Spieth, the final pairing at the PGA Championship, Day leads. I'm Michael Toscano.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts. Don't miss this limited time offer. We're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. Call 800-393-6272. That's 800-393-6272.
Market Wrap with Mo Ansari is your daily source for financial news and analysis. With over 30 years of trading experience, Mo shares his thoughts on the markets, answers your financial questions, and features guest experts from around the world covering a variety of investment topics. Visit MarketWrapWithMo.com for more info about the show and listen to Market Wrap with Mo Ansari.
Weekdays at 5 p.m. right here on Money Radio 1200 KPSF.
Hello, Coachella Valley. Are you looking for a great place to have lunch or dinner? I have just the place, Roosters and American Kitchen, serving delicious fried chicken starting at $8.50 a plate. Roosters also has a new daily lunch special, Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. till 3:30 for only $5.95. There's a full-service bar with happy hour daily from 11 a.m. until 6 p.m. If you like sports on TV, Roosters has it. Come in and watch your favorite team. Roosters is open daily from 11 a.m. until 11 p.m. for lunch and dinner, with the kitchen closing at 8:30 Monday through Thursday, 8 p.m. Sunday, and 9 p.m. Friday and Saturday. The food is awesome and the service is great. Roosters is located in La Quinta at 79255 Highway 111. Roosters, an American Kitchen.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. welcome back to the show. I'm Francoise Rhodes. Great to have you with us today. Thank you for joining us right here for Traveling with Francoise. So I have recruited these two young ladies who are back on the show. Actually, I had them on Traveling with Francoise the first hour a month or so ago to talk about what teens like doing, young people like doing here in the Coachella Valley in general, because a lot of parents and grandparents have no clue what their kids really want to do and see and whatever. And you two ladies, you did such a fantastic job, and I had such really, really good feedback that I decided to bring you back. But this time we're going to talk about travel. So I want you to pull those microphones close to you, grab them and pull them close, and introduce yourselves.
I'm Sophia, and I'm 10 years old.
All right.
I'm Brianna, and I'm 12.
Okay. Well, you're close enough to teens for me. You look like teens. You're close enough. So I decided to make both of you. So I've never done this before, but you're just so clever and so much fun. I like that. You're going to be the Traveling with Francoise teen ambassadors.
Well, we're honored.
Sounds fun.
Oh, but there's work involved. Yeah, there is work involved. When you're traveling, I know you're going on a road trip to go home. You've been to different places, and I have this feeling that you are travelers at heart. I kind of think you two young ladies like to travel.
Yes, you have a great feeling.
Yeah, okay. I just get that the way you talk about places. You're very observant, and you seem to just really... I mentioned the word, folks, during the break. I was talking about Arby's restaurant. They thought I said RVs, and they both just jumped out of their chair and raised their hand, let's go. So obviously you two really enjoy traveling, and I think that comes from your family. Your family seems to be into traveling.
Dad, yes. Especially.
Uh-huh. So tell us about Dad. Of course, I know Dad from the golf company, AC Electric Vehicle in Nevik, so that's how I know Brandon. But so tell us, how did travel get introduced to your life?
Well, we like going to, like, since we live so close to San Diego and L.A., we like to drive there over the weekend, and it's just really fun to go try new food and stuff like that.
And what was your first trip that you remember? Brianna, tell us about, where did you go that you really thought of it as a travel adventure? What pops into your head?
I'm not quite sure. We've been on so many road trips. Probably on winter break when my dad was moving down here to California, that was a big road trip.
Now, had you been on a road trip that long before?
I think so. We went to Idaho for one summer with a bunch of friends, and it was really, really fun.
Okay. And Sophia, what's the first road trip or travel experience that comes to mind for you?
Well, we've been to Russia 5 times. I've been 5 times, and Brianna's been 6 times. So that's always fun.
That's a lot. Now, why do you go to Russia?
Well, our grandma, our great-grandma lives there, and then our grandma goes down there to help her mom. And it's really fun to eat all the food, the unique food that's there. And, it's pretty fun going to Russia. We take three planes to fly.
You take three different flights to get there to where you're going. Now, when you tell your friends in school that you're going to Russia... I'm sure it's surprising. I don't think a lot of your friends at your age are traveling to Russia. Am I right?
Yeah.
And when they hear Russia, what do they think? What are their thoughts? What do they say about Russia? What's their reaction?
Well, we go to a Russian school, so most of them are like, you're going to Russia? Wow. Okay.
All right. Okay. Do you speak Russian?
Yes.
Speak, we read, and we write Russian.
And you're how old?
12, 10.
Yes, my mom is listening right now, and she's saying, see, Francoise, you should have listened to me when you were growing up, when I tried to teach you French. Yes. All right. And, yeah, Tyler, what do you think, Tyler? Pretty impressive, huh?
Yeah, I'm half Hispanic, and I don't even know that, so good for you guys.
Don't admit it to these girls. Okay, don't admit it, yeah. All right, so you've been to Russia. When was your last trip? Sophia, was it a year ago, recently, or?
It was probably 2 years ago. It was a long time ago.
Okay, 2 years, long time. All right, Brianna, also 2 years for you. You went together, both of you, at the same time?
Yeah. All right. I'd say, though, it was more 3 or 4 years ago, because it was longer.
All right. Do you pack your own suitcases now when you travel?
Yes.
You do. All right. So when you made your road trips down here, did Dad say you only get one suitcase each, or he's going to charge you? No, sorry. Did he say you only get one suitcase each? Well, that's what's happening, Brandon. Or did you bring a bunch of stuff, or did you figure, well, we'll just buy clothes when we get to California?
Well, we usually pack a few snacks, and we pack some clothes
Yeah, we usually have one suitcase each.
One suitcase each. Okay, what's the most important thing that you, what is the one item as a teenager that you can't not live without when traveling? Brianna, what would it be?
I think I have two things, a bathing suit and my cell phone charger.
Ah, all right. And Sophia?
Well, my cell phone and my cell phone charger.
Okay. Well, you took the cell phone. She has the charger. You guys each have your own phone.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay. So now besides Russian, is there any other languages that you want to learn?
I want to learn French when I grow up.
Oh, my mom will help you on that, yeah.
I really want to go to Paris.
Well, you're wearing a beautiful dress that has the Eiffel Tower on it?
Yes.
Yes, okay, all right. Well, it's fantastic. And Brianna?
I'd say probably something like Spanish, maybe. At one point, I really wanted to learn Chinese, but I think it's just really complicated, and it's hard enough for me to learn Russian right now to remember all the reading and writing rules and stuff.
Well, the one thing about learning a language is you have to practice. Do you practice?
Yes, especially because we go to a Russian school. We have two classes in Russian, and the rest are all English, but we have homework to read at home and learn poems.
Hmm. All right. And in the school that you go to, do you study travel?
Not really.
Okay. All right. Okay. So fascinating. I am very fascinated by all this. Now, so you girls like road trips. And when I was up in Colorado, I went to Continental Divide. Also went to the Rocky Mountain National Park. Beautiful. You need to go up there. Have you been there?
No.
No, okay. That road trip, Dad, you just love it. It's gorgeous up there. I noticed, and I have not seen this in a long time, yes, I am lucky enough to stay at a lot of beautiful resorts and hotels and things like that when I travel. And I do like traveling in an RV. When I was a child, we went from a tent to RV, and then I kind of went off on my own. But I see camping is becoming very, very popular now, very popular. We're talking tents and sleeping bags and the little fire, of course, with fire, you know, out there, they have to be careful with that. Is that something that you two would find fun? Would you like to go camping in? And be honest, it's okay. A tent camping, would that be your thing? Brianna?
Actually, a couple weeks ago, my friend Michaela was down here, and I kept begging my dad if we could go camping. And I wanted, like, the whole experience because we hadn't gone in, like, a long time. So I wanted to have the tent, the food. Like, I found all these, like, gadgets on websites. Like, you can have this whole little kitchen. And camping would be a dream that I'd really like to see happen next summer.
Oh, so you didn't do it this summer?
No.
No, you couldn't talk him into it?
No, nah. Just ran out of time.
Okay. And Sophia, would a tent, is that something you would like to do, be out there in a tent with the bears and the moose and the rabbits and all the critters that run around?
Yes, I actually love sleeping in a tent. I don't know why. It's just, I feel like it's, like, fun to sleep in a tent because you're, like, in your own little area. And if you would ask me a cabin or a tent, I'd say tent.
Really? Oh, okay. Yeah. But these tents, and they're small now. I remember the tents used to be large. Remember, Brandon, you were over there when the tent was almost the size of a house? And can we turn on his mic there? Okay. Is that all right?
Yes, I remember when tents were, you know, a two-hour process just to put them up.
Right.
But speaking of how much they like tents, over where we're at right now, we have some artificial turf. Uh-huh. And when Michaela was here, the girls actually set up the camping tent on the artificial turf and camped indoors.
Indoors, all right. But that's not quite the same as being outside. But
well, we have a cricket.
Oh, you have
a
cricket.
We have a pet cricket. It's close.
Yeah, I had a cricket last night, but we won't talk about that anymore. Yeah. Unfortunately, that cricket jumped on me. That was the cricket's mistake. If it would have just been doing its own thing, didn't need to jump on me. But tents now, they're very small, very compact, completely different than what it used to be. In fact, I saw many of the campsites had not only one, but they had three or four of these small tents on the campsites. And camping was huge. Up there in the Colorado Grand County area, the campgrounds were full of people. Tyler, are you a camper or would you rather stay in a hotel or RV?
I love camping. And
you
actually
do.
I've seen tents with cell phone charger plugs in them. So there you go, guys. Your cell phone chargers.
Well, wait a minute. Okay, I'm drawing the line there. If you're camping, if you want to be out in the wilderness, no cell phones, no iPads, I want you to rough it.
New age camping.
Yeah, all right, new age camping. All right.
We are not glamping enthusiasts, actually.
Oh, you're not?
When we went camping last, it was up at Diamond Lake in Oregon. And there was no coverage of any type, cell phone or otherwise.
And I think that's fun. Now, that doesn't bother me at all. At Death Valley, you don't have any cell phone coverage. You have to actually use the regular old telephone where you dial up inside and it goes through an operator. No cell phones. They do have Wi-Fi. Would that, Sophia, would that bother you if you were somewhere where you couldn't use your phone for about a week?
No, it wouldn't bother me. I'd probably draw or play badminton. I don't know, because we actually own badminton rackets and stuff
like
that.
All right. And Brianna, would that bother you?
Not at all. I love my phone and all, but if we're going camping, then I'd really like to just enjoy the surroundings and probably go, hopefully, horseback riding or swimming and walking on hiking trails and different things.
All right. Well, we're going to step aside for a minute, folks. When we come back, I'm going to give these my teen ambassadors of Traveling with Françoise. Yes, they have official duties now. We're going to have to take some pictures of you, too. We need to get pictures of you behind the mic so we can get those on the website and all that sort of stuff. We're going to talk about what do you want to see and do when you're on these road trips. What's important? Because a lot of parents and grandparents have no idea. They think if they just feed you all the time, young people, that's good. But I think you want to do more than just stop and eat. Am I right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. All right, folks, you are listening to Traveling with Françoise. We'll be right back.
Behold the breathtaking views, abundance of sunshine, and natural hot waters at Sky Valley Resort. Offering an active adult lifestyle, they offer the best value in the Coachella Valley for quality resort residences and vacation homes. For the RVer, they welcome all size rigs with their roomy sites that include full hookups. Sky Valley Resort is just minutes from Palm Desert and Rancho Mirage. Call today for your free information packet. Call 760-329-8400 or visit them on the web at rvwell.com. That's rvwell.com.
B. Olsen's Jewelers, a full-service jewelry store. B. Olsen's Jewelers, let our family take care of yours. We'll make a custom piece for a special moment and create a lasting memory. We invite you to come and see us today, a family tradition. B. Olsen's Jewelers.
You'll find us at the Gardens on El Paseo in Palm Desert.
Don't wait until after the crime to think about home security. Help protect your family, home, or business by calling Command One Security today. Family owned and operated and serving the Coachella Valley for nearly 30 years. Command One Security. Call today and sleep easy tonight. 760-568-0052. That's 760-568-0052 or on the web at command1.com.
If you want to know what's going on in the desert, all you have to do is pick up a copy of The Desert Entertainer, available for free at over 800 locations. From live entertainment, attractions, dining, golf, and gaming, you'll find it all in The Desert Entertainer, with great features on everything from desert nightlife to a complete calendar of events. There's even discount coupon offers and more, all inside The Desert Entertainer. So if you want to know what's going on, just look inside The Desert Entertainer, your weekly guide to fun.
Have you ever noticed how many mobile and manufactured home communities there are in the Coachella Valley? Well, believe it or not, there's over 110 of them. Some are guard-gated communities with clubhouses and golf courses, and in season, their numbers really grow. So, how do businesses effectively reach these consumers? They advertise in the Desert Mobile Home News. The Desert Mobile Home News has served these residents for over 59 years and comes out every Thursday at over 300 different locations. Reach permanent residents and snowbirds alike. Advertise your business in the Desert Mobile Home News.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. I'm Françoise Rhodes. You are listening to Traveling with Françoise, and we have our Traveling with Françoise ambassadors, our youth teen, I like calling them teen, ambassadors, because before you know it, they're going to be there, Brianna and Sophia Sofjay. Did I say that correctly? Is that close?
Yes.
Is that good? Yeah, it kind of has a nice, sexy French ring to it. Is that French?
No, originally German and then Italian for the last 400 or so years.
Okay, there you go. Just knock the host right out of her seat right here. No, that's fine. But I'm going to make it sound French because I think it has a nice French ring.
Well,
to it.
My mom had a significant amount of French in her heritage, so it's legitimate.
All right, good. Whew, got out of that one. All right, let's talk about when you are traveling because, again, as I said before, sometimes parents just really aren't sure what you want to do at your age and frankly, sometimes you might not want to say what you really want to do for one reason or another. So, Brianna, we're going to start with you. You're the elder of the two here, so I think you might have a little bit different idea what you want to do. When you're on a road trip, let's say when you're going back to Washington?
Yes.
Washington. Okay, on your road trip, you guys are going to take a road trip by car. What are things that you would like to see? Where would you like to stop? What would you like to do?
Well, I would love to stop at a bunch of my dad's favorite restaurants. When he was younger, he went to a bunch of different, like, ice cream places. And now, like, a couple, I don't know, months ago, he went to two, like, great barbecue places. And I would love to eat there.
Okay, and it's significant to you because it was places that your dad had been before?
Yes, and I love food.
Oh, and you love food. All right. So now when you are out there on the road, are you interested in seeing museums? Would you rather see go to an amusement park or go to a museum?
To tell you the truth, I'd probably say amusement park because we really love roller coasters. Mm-hmm. But my dad was doing some research on museums, and there was some that was like the Museum for Helicopters and just different things, and it looked awesome.
Yeah, museums really are fascinating. I've always kind of liked museums, but more so once I got into the travel show, I found some quirky museums that the stuff in them are just amazing. You think of museums as old, dark, dank, kind of dusty places with stuff you don't even want to see. But really, when you go to these unique museums that they have out there, and there's from lace to helicopters to California Science Center. I mean, there's some incredible things out there to go and see. So don't count out museums. All right, Sophia, when you are traveling and you're on your road trip home, okay, we know your sister likes to eat. All right,
yes.
So that's fine. And what interests you? What do you, in your mind are you saying, gee, I hope we stop and do this, or I would like to stop and do that? What would it be?
Well, I do want to stop and do some roller coasters, but I really want to go see this museum. I think it's the California Science Center, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that the helicopter one also looked really cool. It's how they build the helicopters.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really fun to learn how they actually make all the structures to it.
So, all right, then, you were talking about helicopters. Flying or driving? Sophia, what do you prefer?
I like driving because you get to stop and eat at many different places, and you can look at all the different hotels and stay in all these awesome places. And it's just really fun to play music in the car and have a great time. So I'd say traveling by car.
By car. Brianna, flying or driving?
It actually depends. See, now, if the plane is taking me to Thailand and a car can't, I definitely have to say flying.
Mm-hmm.
But car is always really fun.
Okay, when you get to the airport now with all the things happening, TSA, all the restrictions, do you even think about a lot of adults that didn't have to deal with that before, and then times changed, and now there are a lot of restrictions at the airport that you are frankly just growing up with. It's nothing new to you. Do you even think about that? Does it bother you when you're at an airport and all this activity is going around? How are you feeling?
Well, it doesn't really bother me. I like how, because we're under 12 years old, we don't have to take off our shoes. So that's always fun.
That's always fun. And Brianna?
I think it just kind of, we've done it so many times that we're kind of used to it and we know how it goes. And we go to basically two airports. It's going to be either the Ontario airport or our own airport in Portland, Oregon. So we kind of know our way around.
Your way around, yeah. And it does make it easier. I don't know. I find there's always this excitement level when I travel, either by car or plane, that I'm always curious where everyone else is going. Do you ever see other kids and want to go ask them and say, where are you going?
Well, we've seen a few kids, and I saw a kid with a mom, and they looked so cute together because one had a little Minnie Mouse luggage, and I think it was when we were flying here, and it was just really cute, so I'm just like, oh, I wonder where they're going.
Did you go ask them?
No.
No? All right.
We were kind of in a rush to...
Oh, you were in a rush.
Yeah.
Brianna, do you ever ask anyone?
No, I think I'm a pretty well-traveled kid. I've been a lot of places, and I guess it would be interesting to know where people would go, but I just can't wait to get to my destination.
All right. Now, you say you've been to a lot of places. Tell us some of the places that you've been.
Well, we've been a lot of places by car, so we've been to Las Vegas, we've been to Arizona, New Mexico... we've been to Idaho, and then our area of California, Washington, and Oregon.
In Arizona, did you go to the Grand Canyon?
No, but we really, really want to. We actually stopped by the Grand Canyon Railway,
Oh, so much fun. You have to do that. Yeah.
Yeah, and we, my dad said if we were ever going to go on the Grand Canyon, we'd have to take the little train up.
Yep.
But we ran out of time that day, so we didn't go, and yeah.
Okay, lots of fun. I've featured a couple times on the show, been on the train out there. I personally love train travel. I could get on a train and go across the United States, have my own little sleeper car. Doesn't have to be big. My own little room. I love train travel. Sophia, have you been on a train before? Travel by train?
Yes. Actually, when we were flying back from Russia, we kind of first we went on a train from Moscow, Russia, and then we went to the airport. So when we got on the train, it was really fun. But there was also this bathroom that wasn't the best bathroom. But it was really fun to, like, sit at the table and just talk. And, yeah, so train travel's pretty fun, too.
Yeah, there are lots of trains here in the United States that take you in all different directions. Brianna, train travel, is that something that interests you or is it a little too slow for you?
I think it's actually really cool, and staring out the window is really fun. But I think we drove our grandma crazy because we were jumping up and down from the beds, and we were, like, sitting at the table and going back and forth between streetcars, and we had to go to the bathroom, we had to eat, we had to sleep, and we were just driving her crazy.
All right, now here's something that for me, I always look forward to traveling. I mean, I always look forward to the next adventure. I think about going places all the time. I know you're both very young and you've traveled a lot, but traveling seems to be in the blood. Would you say, Brianna, that you could see yourself traveling throughout your life, that it's something you really just like doing?
Definitely, especially since my dreams is to be really rich and that I could have a home somewhere in California, maybe in San Diego, and then have a dream home somewhere in Australia, probably next to my dad because he really wants to eventually live there.
Oh, all right. And Sophia, what about you?
I would love to travel, especially to Europe, like Italy, France, and I'd want to go back to Russia a few more times. Australia isn't my number one thing to see, but I'd love to see Australia. It looks really cool.
Yeah, well, I'm going to go with you because I want to go there as well. Okay, so we'll just make a trip to Australia. Traveling, we'll take the show to Australia. How does that sound?
Sounds fabulous.
And do a show from there, okay, because that's on my list of places to go as well. Now, when you are in Russia, you have family there, so it's a completely different experience. It's not as if you're just there as a tourist sightseeing. But when you are in Russia, is it a big, does the family make it a big point for you to sightsee and go see things so you know what the country's all about?
Well, we like eating all the food that my grandma makes us, all the Russian different food, and then we help her in her garden, so that's fun. We help her grow tomatoes. And we haven't been to a lot of places in Russia, but I definitely like to go see some more attractions. So.
What have you seen, Sophia, that's in your mind that you would tell one of your friends? If you knew, had a friend that was going to Russia, going to the area, and the area that you're in is in the Moscow area?
Moscow, Irkutsk.
Okay. What would you tell your friends that they must see when they're in Russia?
Well, I tell them that they have to go to Russian restaurants or, like, eat Russian food somehow. Mm-hmm. And I tell them that, I don't know, just look around the places because we haven't been to many places, so I wouldn't know what to tell them, but I just tell them that they should look around and come to my grandma's house so she can make them.
Oh, okay, go to grandma's house. What's her famous dish?
Well, she makes these, like, crepes, Russian crepes. They're called blinchiki, and they're really good. You can put butter on them, and they're just made to perfection.
All right. Sounds delicious. And, Brianna, what would you tell a friend of yours, one of your friends going to Russia, going to the area that you know, what would you say to them, besides eating, we know we want them to eat the great food, what would you tell them that they must go see this?
Well, I have a friend and her mom. They're actually planning to go to Russia next summer, so we're all hoping to make, like, a really fun trip. It's not official, but we definitely want it to be official. And I would probably tell her to go to this one park we went to, and it had some really cool statues and a bunch of different, like, pretty flowers and trees and stuff, and it was just really pretty.
Okay. Now, this is a completely flip from everything that we've been talking about. Traveling, what is the one thing that you do not want to do when you are traveling? Is there any one thing that you say, no thanks, not interested? Brianna's thinking. Sophia, you have an answer for that one?
Well, if I was traveling to France, I'd try and eat escargot, but I don't know. It just kind of makes me feel all tummy twisted.
Brandon, you need to feed these girls.
They make it sound like that food is the only reason we go anywhere.
And Brianna, what would be the one thing on a trip that you do not want to do? Don't take me. I don't care. Is there anything in your mind right now that you'd say you don't want to do?
I'm not sure. Every time my dad's brought up something that we like would stop somewhere, it just sounds like so much fun. I don't think I would ever say no.
I like that. That's a good answer. Well, I think the next time you come on the show, I'm going to have food. I don't know.
we're gonna cook for you. We're going to bring you foods
Please
of the world
bring
and make
foods.
It happen.
Well, we have this book right here, the World's Best Street Food, actually, from Lonely Planet. They put a lot of fabulous cookbooks out and from all over the world. So.
They do, and street food is a lot of fun. In fact, I'm really hoping to take the girls to Thailand this November. Oh. And in Chiang Mai, I had some of the most fun street food that I've had on any of my trips.
Well, you better listen to the show next week, because actually we're having a caller from Thailand with Lonely Planet about their book of Thailand food from Thailand, recipes and all sorts of things. So that's going to be happening next week on the show.
Oh, fantastic.
All right. Well, ladies, thank you so much for being always a pleasure. Now, I guess I'm not sure when I'll see you again. I know you have your road trip home, but thanks again. Always love having you on the show.
Always okay. Great being here.
All right. Everyone, have a great weekend, and we'll be back next weekend with from Thailand, news from Thailand. I'm off to the Vegas tomorrow. Thanks to B. Olson Jewelers for presenting the show right here in the gardens on El Paseo Lower Level. Say hi to Ron and Debbie when you're there. And as always, have a great week, and remember, it's never too late to get a life. See you next time.